Ladies and gentlemen, in the latest salvo in the war on meat and the battle for the future of our food supply, I want to share with you this hit piece, this propaganda from The Guardian, which advocates cutting out JBS completely from the U.S. food supply. Never mind that it's 20% of the meat market. Completely cutting it out would be ridiculous. There'd be a shortage of meat, there'd be prices skyrocketing, but that is exactly what they're calling for as they seek to engineer a famine in the name of wokeness. Let's talk about that. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And before we even dig in here, I want to remind you that The Guardian was also behind this coordinated attack on Tyson when they helped to stand up Working at Tyson.com, which solicited horror stories from people that work at the Tyson factories so that they could then publish these horror stories and tug at the heartstrings of America, convincing them that meat is dirty and pandemic-ridden and should be shut down. After all, their stated goal is the end of animal agriculture. Here is the people behind Working at Tyson.com, including these participants in the food chain reaction game, in the Rockefeller reset the table agenda. But then, right there, The Guardian is one of the people who wants to be a part of this attack on Tyson because they're taking out all of the meat players. But today, it's JBS. And here's another reason why The Guardian is taking part of these attacks on the meat supply. You can see that they are associated right here with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who, of course, is out there working like every day. Yesterday, Bill Gates took to his soapbox to announce that we should stop eating meat completely, that we should all start eating fake, dirty, lab-grown, disgusting, clean meat, because they want you to believe that real meat is dirty and pandemic-ridden, right? In fact, he also, these are his words, said that while that's for the rich countries, the poor countries should have to use animal genetics to dramatically raise the amount of beef and dairy that we get without increasing cow farts. That's literally what we're talking about here. Of course, in doing that, he's just pitching his own solutions. He was the one funding these GMO super cows that would create four times as much milk, given the same amount of cow farts. He's the one funding Impossible Foods, which is a stated goal, again, of ending animal agriculture. And that's why he's going on stage and saying, I'm going to make a killing, literally, on my investments into fake meat.
The artificial meat companies I put money into, I'm going to make more from those than I lost in the other ones. But
yeah, so he's not hiding it at all. His intention is to drastically reshape the food supply. And again, just to remind you, we've already seen this attack on the Brazilian, you know, save the rainforest theme that they've been pumping out for generations, coming to fruition now as they engineer the woke famine when they said, we got to stop buying Brazilian soybeans to save the rainforest. Now is the right time to do it. Never mind the fact that there's a global shortage of soybeans. And of course, it was these big multinational companies, Nestle, Unilever, McDonald's, Walmart, and Tesco, that are saying, we got to stop buying soybeans from Brazil because of rainforest. Just stunning timing to cut off the supply of soybeans while we're running out, while it's costing more and more to get those soybeans, which means it's costing more and more to create feed for animals, which is putting animal livestock producers out of business, right? So the attacks are happening on all sides. But back to this latest piece, hit piece, propaganda from The Guardian. Suddenly they realize that we're buying meat from JBS. And it's been happening forever. Again, they control 20% of the market, but never mind that. New research has suddenly uncovered by The Guardian that we're buying beef from JBS. Three of the biggest U.S. grocery chains are selling Brazilian beef, produced by a controversial meat company linked to the destruction of the Amazon rainforest, according to a groundbreaking new investigation. We were told to launch this attack, so here it is. Brazilian beef has been identified as a key driver of deforestation in the Amazon, which is a critical buffer in global warming and save the earth, etc. So, in response to these findings, campaigners have called on the grocery chains to take swift action and rid their supply chain of deforestation-linked products. Specifically, drop your contracts with JBS. Just cut it out. 20% of the meat, stop it. Just stop it. After all, our goal is 100%. We already told you that, but this is a pretty big bullet we're going to take out in one chunk here, 20% of it. Pretty good bang for your buck there, Bill. Our intent, so here are the grocery stores responding to this. Our intent is not to source beef from these areas. We need better traceability and monitoring. From Walmart, we're working with our suppliers to certify them and monitor them across our supply chains. Same Agenda 2030 word here. You can see they're laying that foundation for the blockchain beast system, the supply chain that tracks all resources, monitors them, traces them through. You can track the provenance back to where they came from, and that way you don't buy your rainforest beef anymore. Kroger, same thing. We need to ensure that no deforestation is happening in our supply chains. So all of them speaking again to that World Economic Forum backed policy, the IBM style blockchain that tracks all resources as they traverse the supply chain. JBS, of course, denied the entire thing. This is spurious. It's based on a superficial analysis of some linkages, but correlation is not causation. And of course, JBS has already prostrated itself before the cult of global warming, having invested in a plant-based meat portfolio. But never mind that. That's really not the bottom line here, whether or not JBS is doing a good job. It's all about ending meat. That's where we are now. Because the U.S. is complicit. It's your fault in driving global deforestation, according to Mighty Earth, who, again, here, Mighty Earth is a nonprofit think tank all about ending meat. You can see, what I want you to get from this is that it's a network. These are linked organizations from the World Economic Forum to the Bill and Melinda Gates, the Guardian, to these think tanks, to the propaganda rags themselves, all of whom are funding hit pieces like this and working at Tyson, who were involved in the drafting. They were named as authors of the Rockefeller Reset the Table agenda. It's the same group of people. It's one single follow the money network of people. And in fact, just to further drive that point home, here is Brian Schatz, Democratic Senator for Hawaii, says before the COVID pandemic that he plans to introduce such legislation. Click that link, you get right through to the World Economic Forum saying that this deforestation is one of the arrows in their quiver of how to shut down any aspect of food production they don't like. Stop buying the soybeans. Stop buying the beef. We are engineering the woke famine. Now, I don't want to go deep into the history of the U.S. meat market here, but it does merit speaking to the fact that JBS exists by virtue of having done a series of mergers and acquisitions over the last decades. Just as Tyson purchased up all these family poultry farms, you know, across the United States, small poultry operations, families and generational farms, and this is true Americana. Not anymore. It's been hoovered up by Tyson. They consolidated it all into this nasty factory farming model, which now they're pointing at and saying is dirty and pandemic ridden. And that's why at the same time they were buying up family farms, they were also investing in fake meat, because they're going to shut down all of these ranching operations. It's the same story, but this is JBS now, more on the beef side of things, who has purchased up Pilgrim's Pride and other lamb operations, other feedlots, every aspect of the U.S. meat supply chain you can imagine. JBS is buying it up over the last decade. They tried to buy a National Beef Company, but the Justice Department blocked that. But don't you worry, a different Brazilian beef company named Marfrig bought that one up. So there you go. If we'll get it done however we have to. So JBS now, having done that, having built up its portfolio, consolidated all of the U.S. ranching and beef production and meat packers and feedlots, now that they do that, now that they own and control 20% of our market, now it's time to take it down, right? So launch these attacks, stop buying JBS beef, and what happens? Well, all of a sudden, all of the U.S. production has no place to go, right? Just like we saw last year during the pandemic when the meat packers shut down, the producers, the livestock producers, had no place to take their animals, and that's why we saw those terrible videos of millions of animals being slaughtered and killed, not harvested for meat, but just killed off and dumped. It was horrific. This is going to happen again if our JBS-owned facilities have no place to take their meat. Well, you could say maybe China will buy it, but of course, every week now we see some new piece of propaganda from China saying, we can't buy your meat because we keep finding COVID on it. So you can tell they're closing off, they're walling off the livestock producers, even as they drastically increase the price of feed, like we already said, and they're stripping them of their ability to get their product to market. So this looks like an attack on JBS in the name of stopping, you know, saving the rainforest, but actually, if you follow through to what the implications are, is a devastating attack on U.S. production and on livestock producers. Again, because the stated goal is to end meat. So I hope I've done a decent job of demonstrating that this is not what it looks like. This is a hit piece designed very cleverly to attack U.S. production. Of course, this falls wholly in line with Biden's attempt to stop farmers from farming by paying them to put the land in conservation, even as they redirect the farm aid payments in the name of climate change. It is a woke famine that is being engineered right now as these technocrats attempt to take total control over our food supply and, in turn, total control over you. I went through exhaustively all of these attacks because it is a comprehensive series of things on all sides using all sorts of mechanisms in a fantastic conversation that I just had with Curtis Stone, formerly urban farmer, now he's a rural farmer, just the other day. And I posted this interview now to my BitChute channel. It's not on YouTube. You're missing out if you're only on YouTube. This channel is going to disappear here anytime now. So go over and subscribe on BitChute. I've got a link below to this interview posted on both Curtis's and my BitChute channels so you can get off this platform and go to where we'll still be able to have a conversation going forward. But this was nearly a two-hour conversation detailing every aspect of these attacks on our food supply, and I highly recommend you check it out. It was a really good conversation. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for watching, and thanks for spreading the word so that other people can start to get an understanding of the fact that it is these same group of players, the same authors of the plan to radically transform our food supply, who are now attacking ranching and farming, taking away the money and the support, and saying we should boycott our own company's production. We need to start growing our own food, we need to start raising our own animals, and we need to start spreading the word about what's going on so that we can create a new food system and get rid of these centralized people, these centralized model of control. It's not going to work. It is by virtue of us all doing our own food production that we take back control over our food supply and transitively over our futures. So thanks for watching. You can find this report on iceagefarmer.com. Again, get off YouTube. You can find this channel also on bitchute.com/iceagefarmer and on odyssey.com/@iceagefarmer. If you value this information and appreciate this broadcast, please help me keep it running. There's a few ways you can do that listed at iceagefarmer.com/support. For now, folks, let's go raise animals and grow food and spread the word. Thanks for watching. Be well.